All right, so there you're watching the proceedings from the UN Security Council. Pretty much everybody on the Security Council, except the United States, of course, has spoken out against the U.S. decision to move the embassy to Jerusalem al-Quds, as well as, of course, the decision to declare Jerusalem al-Quds as the capital of Israel. Let's discuss this further with Mr. E. Michael Jones, who is editor of Culture Wars Online magazine, and he is joining us live now from Indiana. Mr. Jones, what do you make of the fact that really the entire world seems to be against this decision?
I'm not surprised. I think what we're seeing here is an attempt by Donald Trump, a desperate attempt to stay in office. The only way he can do this is by getting the Jews, especially the Jewish media, on his side. And the only way he can do that is by advancing the most extreme Zionist claims that he can think of. And this is an example of that type of desperation. It's going to destroy his ability to talk with the Saudis. His son-in-law was supposedly negotiating with the Saudis for some type of move there that's going to destroy that. But everything has to take a backseat to Trump staying in office. And I think this is the only way he can do it.
And so what do you think will happen now at the United Nations or at other such venues? Because, you know, if the world is so against this, why isn't it acting in a more substantial way?
It cannot do this. The Congress is powerless to criticize Israel. That's what this would mean, okay? So what you're going to see is the end of the world as we know it, okay? Germany is already saying that this is not the United States as we know it. This is not the same United States that we agreed to join in NATO. What they're going to do after a certain point is going to break away from NATO. They're going to ally themselves with Russia because there's a natural alliance waiting to happen there. These are going to be the unintended consequences of Trump's attempt to stay in office. It's what Hegel called the cunning of reason. This is the way God works in human history.
And at the same time, then, you know, if we look at regional countries, then, you know, many of them seemingly, like the Saudis, want relations with Israel. But will this throw, do you think, an obstacle in that path?
Yes, of course it will. How can the Saudis have maintain with any credibility that they can have an alliance with Israel now? That would mean their complete isolation from the rest of the Islamic world. How can they do that? That's impossible. So we have Trump to thank for this.
And as a final point then, Mr. Jones, I'm wondering, do you think the third intifada has already begun or will be upcoming?
I think so. Why wouldn't it happen? It started with lesser causes than this. This is the end of the world as we know it. So who knows where it's going to end now?
Very well, Mr. Jones. We'll leave there at that. But of course, as always, we appreciate you taking your time out to give us your insight here at Press TV.